you're being accurate, Big Ben is actually the name of the bell inside the tower. The tower itself was previously known as the Clock Tower, but in 2012 it was renamed the Queen Elizabeth II Tower to commemorate Her Majesty's 60th year on the throne. Although the Queen Elizabeth II Tower is one of the world's best-known icons, it was originally never supposed to be built. After Parliament burned down in 1834, architect Charles Barry was chosen to design the new palace. To assist him, he invited another architect, his friend, Augustus Pugin, to design the inside of the palace, and it was Pugin who was given the task of creating the clock tower. The tower would be one of Pugin's last projects before he would die in an asylum shortly after the end of his 25 years of working on the palace. The tower today stands at 315 feet, or 96 meters high, and when it was completed in 1859, it was the largest clock in the entire world. The clock dials are 23 feet, or 7 meters in diameter, and contain 312 pieces of glass, and are surrounded by a Latin inscription in gold gilding that celebrates Queen Victoria, who was the reigning monarch at the time of its construction. Big Ben, the name of the bell inside the tower, was cast at the Whitechapel Bell Foundry, who also created the Liberty Bell, on the 10th of May, 1858. The bell is 13.76 tons, and at time of casting, was the largest bell in the British Isles. As to where the name comes from, Big Ben, we don't know for sure. There are two theories. Either it was named after a well-known Victorian boxer, Benjamin Strong, who had the nickname Big Ben, or perhaps it was named after a member of Parliament, Benjamin Hall, well-known for his size and stature, who also had the nickname Big Ben. Up in the tower, Big Ben is surrounded by four smaller bells that chime what's called the Westminster Chimes every 15 minutes. Big Ben himself only bongs on the hour. It is always the very first bong that Ben makes, which is the accurate time. As the Elizabeth Tower and Big Ben reached their 160th birthday, the decision was made to completely renovate the tower and the inner clock mechanism at a cost of £80 million. Beginning in August of 2017, the renovation lasted over 4 years and brought the colors and style of the famous clock back to the original design by Augustus Pugin. For example, you'll notice the numerals and dial on the clock face are now the original blue instead of the black that had been used in repairs throughout the last century. If you wish to visit the Houses of Parliament, you have two ways to do this. You can take a guided tour, which runs on Saturdays throughout the year and on various national holidays as well as the summer months. These do come at a price, which vary depending on if you wish to take the audio guide or a tour with a live guide. Or you can visit the public galleries. This is free to do, and the public is allowed inside to sit in either the House of Commons or the Lords to listen to the political debates. Visiting the Houses of Parliament will also give you access to the incredible Westminster Hall.